Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to the latest podcast from Adept English. I just wanted to say a quick thank you for listening to our podcasts and a special thank you to those of you who are helping Adept English grow by giving us reviews. You responded to our request when we were saying we're not a big company, so please, if you like us, give us a review online and then more people will get to know about Adept English. The number of people who are learning English with Adept English is growing all the time. If you're someone who might ask, how can I improve my English conversation? Look no further. Today, let's do some more English idioms because they can be very confusing. If you've done our course, our free course that is, the 7 Rules of Adept English, you'll have a good idea how Adept English works. And you'll know about Rule 5. Rule 5 is about the importance of learning by context, just as you're doing now. New words stick in your head better if they've got context, if you make associations with that word. So, of course, I'll do that with the idioms I'm giving you today. I'll help you make an image or a picture in your head to help you remember the new words and phrases. The other part of Rule 5 is nothing but English. So the idea is that you start to think in English. So doing lots of listening like this means that you haven't got time to translate. You just have to stay with me in English as you listen. Are you curious about the 7 rules? I keep mentioning the 7 rules and you think, I wonder what that course is all about. Hilary keeps talking about it. Well, you could just sign up and find out. It's a free course after all, and there's a reward at the end of it too. So sign up for the 7 rules on our website at adeptenglish.com today to find out more. So let's have a look at some idioms today. We use them all the time in English conversation. And there are so many idioms in English involving the word cat. Cat idioms, if you like, C-A-T. British people are often pretty keen on their pets. So that there are idioms used in English conversation which relate to cats isn't surprising. Our two cats have been ill this week, each with something different. So we've been nursing them and looking after them. One is better now and the other is getting better. Brits are sentimental about their pets, and when I tried to count online the number of idioms which mentioned cats, it was over 30 well-known ones. So I'm not going to do them all today, but let's do a couple. Okay, so if someone says to you, the cat is out of the bag, do you know what that means? Well, you understand the word cat, I would think. And bag is fairly common, B-A-G, it's what you use to carry things in. So imagine a cat in a bag. It's unlikely to be a happy cat, I think. So in English, if we say the cat is out of the bag, we mean the secret is out, the secret has been told. A secret is a piece of information which hardly anybody knows. And if the secret has been told, well, then it's no longer a secret. People know and there's a reaction. So it's like letting a cat out of a bag, because once the cat is out, it might be very difficult, perhaps impossible, to get the cat back into the bag. If you have a cat and you have to take the cat to see the vet, that's the cat doctor, then hopefully you don't use a bag for that. But you may have difficulty putting your cat into his carrying box, his pet carrier, to go to the vet. And if you say someone, let the cat out of the bag, there's a sense that it's something which shouldn't have been told. It has a big effect, and of course it can't be untold now. It's out there. An example of how you would use this phrase? You could say, the teacher let the cat out of the bag when she told the children that the headmaster was leaving the school. That means that she wasn't supposed to tell them yet. Or, that shampoo is no longer available online. The cat is out of the bag and they're sold out. So if you let the cat out of the bag about something good, it can mean it becomes very popular. Everyone wants it. Or you may come across this phrase in politics. If a politician has been up to no good, doing bad things in secret, but their reputation is still good, when the bad thing comes out and becomes known, we might say, huh, the cat is out of the bag, they've been caught now. Another idiom? How about a fairly modern one? One of the phrases you might hear someone say is, it's like herding cats. Vocabulary first. The word to herd, H-E-R-D, is related to the noun a herd, which is spelt the same. A herd is a group of animals like cows or goats or buffalo. Animals with hooves, these are, H-O-O-V-E-S. So it's a group of animals with similar feet that tend to herd together. So a herd of cows or a herd of goats. For sheep, you'd usually say flock, F-L-O-C-K. So on a farm, if you want to gather your sheep together or move the sheep to a different field, then you would probably have a sheepdog to help you. The sheepdog would run behind the sheep and make them go in a particular direction. So we might say the dog is herding the sheep. Or when the sheep are gathering together, we might say the sheep are herding. As animals, they group together. That's to herd. So this expression, it's like herding cats, is usually meant to be amusing and said in frustration. If you know anything about cats, you'll know they're not like sheep. If you try to herd cats, they'll just all run in different directions. One hides under the sofa, another runs upstairs. Cats are not herd animals. So when someone says it's like herding cats, that's a literal meaning, but as an idiom, we talk about herding cats when we're trying to organise a group of people to do something and it's proving difficult. So you might be trying to get your friends together to go out to a restaurant. And just as you've organised which evening you're going on and which restaurant you're going to go to, someone suggests a different restaurant or someone else wants to do it on a different evening. So you might say, organising this meal out with my friends, it's like herding cats. Or another scenario, if you were taking your family out for the day, you might have just got them all in the car. Then someone decides they need the toilet. Then another one goes off to get an extra scarf. And they're just coming back and someone else gets out of the car to go and find their glasses or change their shoes. This sort of thing is very familiar in my family, so setting off can take a while. It's like herding cats, trying and failing to get everyone moving in the same direction. One last cat idiom. Here's an old traditional one, but we still say it sometimes. When the cat's away, the mice will play. So you can hear that it's got a nice rhyme in it. A rhyme, R-H-Y-M-E, is when two words have endings that sound the same. So here, away and play. So when the cat's away, the mice will play. The cats, with an apostrophe S here, it's not possessive. It's a shortened form, when the cat is away. So the literal meaning is easy. A mouse, M-O-U-S-E, is a little creature that's furry and it might live in your house. Think Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse, though they're not much like real mice, are they? And if you've got more than one mouse, the word is mice, M-I-C-E. You can imagine that if there is a set of mice living in a house, if the cat was away, the mice might feel less scared, more free to come out and be seen around the house. If you like really old cartoons, you might think of Tom and Jerry, perhaps. So that's the literal meaning. But when we use this phrase as an idiom, what we mean is that if the person who normally keeps order is away, the person who's in charge is not there, people behave differently. You can imagine when the boss is on holiday, the staff in an office might relax a bit, have more cups of tea, chat a bit more, use their headphones, be on the internet more, not work quite so late. When the cat's away, the mice will play. If you leave your teenager in charge of their younger siblings, that means their younger brothers and sisters, you might return to find that the younger ones have stayed up and watched TV instead of going to bed, or that there's ice cream all over your carpet. Your authority hasn't been there, So all kinds of things which wouldn't normally be allowed have been happening. When the cat's away, the mice will play. So there we are. Learn everyday English with Adept English. There are three lovely cat idioms for you to remember. Do you have cat idioms in your language? If you do, let us know what they are. Keep doing your English language listening and don't forget to do some English conversation practice to really speed along. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.